Banking, probably not the first industry you think of when discussing employee advocacy. How can a bank use workforce marketing at scale? I've spoken to Camilla Rommel of HSBC to find out a little bit more. Hejsan svejsan, how is it going? You tune into the Link Humors podcast, and I am your host, Jorgen Sundberg. This is, of course, the show where I speak to people who are much, much smarter than me, or even smarter than I, and in very interesting organizations doing really cool things. That's Link Humors with innovation and technology. It's mid-September 2016, and here in London, we're enjoying an Indian summer. And it's back to work for most of us, and has been for a couple of weeks now. It's time to plan for the upcoming events season. And this is, of course, where I mentioned that we're hosting what I think is the best conference in the world. Yep, SM London Live 2016 is happening on the 9th of November at Bounce in London. And Bounce is the birthplace of ping pong as we know it. We will be welcoming 10 of the best marketing speakers on the day, and they will share their stories, case studies, tips and tricks, wisdom, and of course, network with all the attendees. So hopefully, you'll want to join us. Now, first, I got some bad news. You just missed out on the super early bird tickets. The better news is that the early bird tickets are available. And the even better news is that you can use the promo code PODCAST for a further discount. So just head on over to socialmedialondon.co.uk, punch in podcast, and you'll get the best available price there. And I look forward to seeing you on the 9th of November. All right, with that, it's time to roll this week's interview. Before I do that, here's a little trivia question for you. Guess what the acronym HSBC stands for? Answer at the very end of the show. Okay, let's patch in Canary Wharf and talk employee advocacy as well as banking. Camilla Rommel, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Tell us about HSBC and what you do there, please.
Oh, sure. So HSBC is one of the world's largest banking and financial service organizations. We serve more than 45 million customers through four global business. So we have retail banking and wealth management, commercial banking, global banking and markets, and global private banking. Now our network covers 71 countries and territories in Europe, Asia, and Middle East and Africa, North America and Latin America. And then we have around 4,500 offices worldwide. And we aim to be where the growth is, you know, connecting customers to opportunities and enabling business to thrive and economies to prosper and helping people to fulfill their hopes and, you know, realize ambitions. I think that's what HSBC stands for. I am responsible for the global strategy planning and execution for social media in two of our global business. So I look after commercial banking and global banking markets. So more the B2B side of HSBC. And today HSBC is active on social media in over 20 countries across the globe. So this is me.
That's you and the bank. Great. And what prompted HSBC to launch an employee advocacy program?
So I can say from two different perspectives. So we have from a marketing perspective, we would like for 3 points. One was to dismiss the perception that relationship managers are solely operational and not capable of having a much more strategic and high-level conversations. We really want to increase the HSBC brand familiarity and increase the familiarity across products, building relationships with prospects and current clients. From the HR perspective, there is the main point, there's to gain an understanding of how employees are sharing content and then how it impacts on hiring across various target markets and functions.
Okay. So, yeah, sorry.
No,
that's it. Okay. And was there any particular problems you were looking to solve?
Well, yeah, we always have problems to solve. So I think two main points were like, one, to help to build our employees' social media profiles and show them the power of social media and how, you know, it can help on a day-to-day, you know, execution of their jobs. And the second one was to leverage our content with our employees through a smart platform without us having to spend the time and the money to build this platform. So Elevate came in to make us much more efficient and to help us to leverage the right content to the right employees in a very user-friendly platform.
Right, so this is LinkedIn Elevate, yes?
Yes, that's LinkedIn Elevate.
Yeah, okay. And if you look at the content that comes out of your this program, what types of content do you distribute to employees and what type of content tends to get the most attention and engagement?
We have a wide range of content. So a mix of HSBC content that is produced by HSBC, and this type of content comes from either the marketing, from the business, HR, or corporate comms areas, or non-HSBC content that we source from, let's say, trusted sources of content, such as Bloomberg, The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and everything else. The mix between HSBC and non-HSBC content is what we want, as I don't think our employees should be only talking about HSBC products and content. But we should also show current and relevant industry news to, you know, to show to our network that we are up to what's going on in the world. And also because we have a mix of employees from very different departments on Elevate, our most engaging pieces may vary depending on what this employee is from. So we have employees from HR and corporate comms, have employees for business and employees from the marketing area. So I can tell you, like, for example, HR content, one of the most popular ones recently was our 2016 summer program in Hong Kong. It's been extremely popular. From the business content, this is a great piece of content that came from our Israel office with the grand opening of the floor. It's Israel's new fintech hub, and HSBC is one of the founding partners, which was very exciting for our offices in Israel. So it's been extremely popular with our business employees. And then with the marketing employees, we, I have to say, one of my favorite things has been 15 things to remove from your website immediately. So it's being the most popular one. And I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, we have defined content topics. So each article is allocated to a topic. So employees subscribe to the topics they're interested in. So basically they only fed with the information they are looking for.
Okay. All right. Sounds like I need to read that 50 things article. Yeah. What have been some of the main benefits to HSBC, and also what are some of the main benefits to the employees in this program?
From the HSBC perspective, our relationship managers are building the networks faster. The HSBC company pages are obtaining more followers, and more prospective hires are applying for jobs than previously. And I thought it would be nice to give you like quotes instead of me talking more about our whoever is using Elevate in the markets rather than anything else. So I've got a comment that came from our region. So in Israel, we have 70% of Elevate using 70% of employees using Elevate, from our CEO, CFO, to all the way to relationship managers. And I have to quote my dear friend Doram from he's the head of marketing from Israel. He sent me his lovely feedback saying, "Elevate is uber positive. This product helped to empower our employees to be social professionals, endorsing HSBC brand while building our own professional brand on LinkedIn. As such, the internal engagement and enthusiasm levels are phenomenal. Manifested by highest employees share rate, overall numbers of social engagements figures, and overall users feedback." So it's been extremely positive, the feedback that came from our offices in Israel. And I've got us. I've saved a few quotes here from our team in Australia. They've done so well that they were awarded an internal marketing award, of course, for the best RM program in Asia. So LinkedIn Elevate won that in Australia. And then we went around and asked everyone who is using what is great about Elevate. Two things came up quite frequently, and they say the automated and mobile platform, which makes scheduling content efficient, and having great articles ready to choose from and an avenue to recommend content is being it's been great. And then we also asked them about sales lead, if they had any. Three main comments were like, they have noticed that they're receiving traction from potential vendors, stakeholders, which may be useful down the track. Someone else said that no sales leads yet. However, it has helped HSBC out in the market among my connections and also to encourage engagement within their networks. And the last one said, like, it seems to be mainly be read by our competitors, but it's great at raising awareness amongst them. It's important that I am recognized as a thought leader with my followers. So I think it's great to see that our employees are seeing the value of LinkedIn Elevate.
Absolutely, yes. And if you look at this this program, if we look at in hindsight, is there anything you would have done differently with a result in hand?
I think there's one thing that I wish I have in place that before, which was like I wish I had one social media lead in each region before I launched Elevate. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the only global social media lead here based in London. So you would have given me much more a fluid execution to launch Elevate. It was a challenge, for example, to have New York, London and Sydney on the same call. So, you know, I remember the only option was to get New York and Sydney on the same call with a 10:30 p.m. UK London call. Safe to say that, you know, a few late nights were involved in the process, but overall has been worthwhile. It's been really, really nice.
Great. And employees who are active members of this program, maybe some of them that provided the quotes, do you find them, are they more engaged employees? Are they better informed than average?
They are definitely more engaged, absolutely more informed. And then the fact that there is an app, the LinkedIn Elevate app, it helps a lot as people start looking for new content during their early commuting hours, which is great. It's one-stop shop for all the content that we believe they're looking for and they are keen to share within that work. So it has worked really well.
Great. And you say it's worked really well in general and for this. How are you measuring success and can you share some of the results?
Sure. So we have three initial points that we set up to decide on how we're measuring success. Mm-hmm. One was connecting audiences and communicating more efficiently within our network. The second one was reaching prospecting clients and unlock new business opportunities. And the third one was to increase HSBC visibility and credibility. And so far, the results have been amazing. We have seen a huge spike on the amount of impressions. Impressions is how many people have seen the content that has been shared. Mm-hmm. Engagement and the content being shared by employees has been great too. So to give you a bit of like some numbers, so the numbers of impressions, I mean the content being shared, went from just over 1,600 to over 5,000 pieces of content, which means the average employee uses, Elevate users, drives three times more impressions with Elevate than without it. When it comes down to engagement, our engagement rate went from an average of 37 every month to 80, which basically shows that the average employee user drives two times more engagement than a non-Elevate employee. And the amount of content being shared by our employees on LinkedIn, they went from 0.8% to an amazing 7.7%. This means that an average Elevate user shares content eight times more than a non-Elevate user. So you can see like the number speaks for themselves and it's just great results.
Yeah, okay. So these are great marketing metrics. Is there anything you can tie back to actual ROI, bottom line, sales, for instance?
Yeah, so the Elevate team is pretty good and give us like some amazing reports, and which allow us to give a bit of like a back on the actual ROI. So the best for it is to using the engagement rate. You know, assuming that a $3 cost per engagement, I can say that in June alone, we had the media value of $25,000. And this is massive because we only have 20% of the license allocated. And I'm hoping that by December, once we have all allocated all the remaining license, you know, we're going to see a significant jump on the media value on Elevate.
Great. Okay. And just looking back at this program, and what surprised or delighted you the most about employee advocacy?
It's been a journey, and you know, it's always a challenge to launch a social media program in this industry. The finance and the banking industry are extremely regulated, and then you know, we always have our friends from legal and compliance that says they, you know, can always bring some sort of risk to the bank. And launching Elevate was not an easy process from maybe two different perspectives. One, it was a hard sales pitch to the business to get them, you know, to agree that there was, they would bring the benefit to HSBC. And the second was to, once we had the market selected to join the program, you know, we had no results, like, come on board with us, we're going to take on this great journey, the results are going to be amazing. And when you have zero results, it's a bit of like a hard sales pitch. Yeah. And then when it comes down to the legal and compliance, you know, we had a fairly long path to overcome with, you know, our colleagues' concerns and challenges, especially because every single region, country, they have different legal and compliance requirements. So having to go through all of it has been a lovely challenge. You know, it's never easy, but I have to say that I love challenges and overcoming these issues to see such a great result has been absolutely great. So, and then last but not least, as I said to our team in Australia that has been awarded, has been given award for the best RM engagement with LinkedIn Elevate, I'd like to take also this opportunity to thank my colleagues in Sydney, Keith Raymond and Sarah Vanzella, who are the ones implementing and running the program in there. So thank you very much, guys. You know, and the whole journey has made me extremely proud and happy with the results, as you can imagine.
Big shout going out to Oz and to Israel, yeah?
Yes.
Yay. What's next for HSBC and employee advocacy in general, do you think?
Okay, so with regards to Elevate, I'm now, you know, we have still a long path to go. So I'm now in the process of increasing the license in existing markets. So we have Australia, Singapore, Israel, UK, and MENA region. And MENA stands for Middle East and North Africa. India, it's coming next to join Elevate. And I'm also in talks with different markets in Europe and Asia to launch soon. So we are hoping to roll out the success of Elevate across many, many more markets.
And in general, do you think this is something that's catching on in other banks and financial organizations?
I think so, because it can be quite time consuming and expensive for any bank to build their own platform, and Elevate is just there for us to use straight away. So it's great.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Where can our listeners learn more about HSBC, the program, and where can they connect with yourself?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. I am Camilla Rommold from HSBC Global Digital and Social Media Marketing Manager. So message me that if you want to.
Yeah, and the company, just Google HSBC. I guess it's a local website in every country.
Yes, absolutely. We have a global website and also have local versions of the websites.
Where in this country, in the UK, you just walk into a branch and then pick up a brochure.
Yes.
Great. Camilla Rommel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jorgen.
Right. So I hope you got a lot out of that interview with Camilla. Everything that we discussed will be in the show notes article. Have a look at linkhumans.com/podcast. You'll find this article as well as previous ones. Would you like your company, brand, or product featured on this podcast? This podcast is available with all fine purveyors of audio content, including iTunes, etc. And of course, the write-up articles, which I just mentioned, are syndicated to 5 websites, blogs, if you like, including social media today. So if you want to team up and make some podcast magic, just hit me up at jorgen@linkhumans.com and we can discuss it from there. Finally, the answer that you have been waiting for the trivia question is that HSBC stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. Yep, and I'll let you Wikipedia the history of that in your own time. Many thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to catching you next week.
I think to never take a no as an answer. I know, if someone tells you, the only thing you got to do is to try. If you don't try, you're never going to know what the outcome will be. So I think try till the end is always a good thing. I basically don't give up, so.